NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Free at-home COVID-19 tests are now available online. Starting today, U.S. households can order a set of four rapid antigen COVID-19 tests by going to covidtests.gov. There's a limit of one order per address, and they start shipping out in late January. Stocks are taking a beating on Wall Street. All three major indices have been falling today. The index has been down more than 600 points at times, thanks to names like Goldman Sachs. The investment banking firm said its latest quarterly profit fell 13% compared to a year ago. The tech-heavy Nasdaq fell 2%, and the S&P 500 was also sharply lower in late trading. The British man killed by law enforcement after a standoff at a Dallas-area synagogue was not on any U.S. terrorism watch list. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters today there wasn't any derogatory information on Malik Akram prior to his entry into the country. The BBC reported MI5 considered Akram a subject of interest in 2020, but removed him from the list last year. Lisa Taylor, NBC News Radio.